And welcome to another great episode of 25 and Over Club. It's your boy, Billy the Bad Guy. And someone just reminded me, Billy the Bad Guy give these bitches hope. Now these bitches thinking me like I'm the Pope. Check your mans because I'm trying to use his throat. We in the shower against the nigga drop the soap. Zesty, you know these niggas want to test me. Heal my body like a cop trying to arrest me. I'm a solo act today. There's no co-host. It's just me. My support. We have a live studio audience today. Studio audience, let them know that y'all here. Clap y'all hands. How you doing? All right. In the name of Wendy Williams. But you know, it was so hard booking this, trying to find a guest. I had Z available. I had other people available. Then it was just like the studio was fucking booked and there was no way. So I put on Instagram, like, I need a fucking guest for today. And shout out to Weezy from Horrible Decision. She said, Billy, just do a solo episode, reach out to the audience, the listeners, and let them ask you questions. I did it. Y'all came through with the questions. I fuck with y'all. I love y'all. I don't got a name for y'all. I was going to call you because I'm the bad guy. I was going to think about calling the fans the baddies, right? But then if I call the fans the baddies, then what about call the guys, the daddies? But then I don't want to be sued for virtual pod sexual harassment. Because if I call you the daddies, it's too much Diddy shit going on, okay? They said Max touch Ruby. They said Diego touch Dora. Boots touch Dora. They said Francine was sleeping with Banky. Like, I don't want none of that. You feel me? I just want to do my podcast and not offend nobody. So I'm going to find out a name for y'all, okay? But before we get started, I do want to give a special shout out to a lot of the supporters that we have. And if I forget your name, please don't kill me. It's just a lot of y'all. But I was just going through my DMs and saying who supports and like who I spoke to recently. So I do want to give a shout out to Fatu, Shalay, Leanne, Michaela, Sheila, Trina, Mimi, Shayna, Zina, Candy, Deja, Unforgettable C, Portia, Josh, Shay, Janine, Call Him Clay, Twyla, Archerly, everybody that's in here, Gil, Rennie, Gabby, Bree, Shante. I feel like Whitney Houston. I want to say thank you to her. All right, so this is my first time doing a solo episode. Wish me luck. Don't judge me. And we're going to get to some things. Like the first thing. Just came back from L.A. About to go to Atlanta this weekend to go to the podcast festival. So if you're going to be there, hit me up so we can maybe link up. Or if you live in Atlanta, hit me up. Maybe we could go to like a little brunch together or something. I will have somebody check your page because you won't be killing me. Well, you will not. I believe in the murderer and you won't rob me, okay? L.A. was a great time and it was an experience because I got a chance to... It's been something I've been saying a long time. I'm like, I have to go to L.A. and record this, a show. And it feels so good to know that I actually did it, to go there for business. Unfortunately, I had to come back, but it was like a boss move. Like, yeah, I'm going to L.A. to record a show, come back to New York and work my regular boring-ass job, right? But it was a great experience to work with Jacob. It was a great experience to work with Amber from the Just Us podcast. Y'all loved that episode. Y'all hit me up like, Billy, this was a great episode. So thank you to them. Thank y'all for tuning in. But on my way there, you know, I thought it was going to be a vibe. 5 o'clock in the morning on that flight, 6 a.m. Didn't go to sleep so I could be tired, right? So now I'm in TSA. In TSA just waiting. So my line got shut down, so I had to go to a different line on TSA. And my thing is, you know how they say go to the airport 2 hours early? I'm going 30 minutes before. Okay? Because I don't care if I'm the last person on the plane. I'm going to be on the plane, but I'm not waiting in the airport. Okay, so because you got to do the math. Your flight leaves at 6, that means your doors close at 5:45, which means get there at 5:15. And that's what I did. But in some instance, I was going with my friend Wolf, and for some reason at 5:15, I was looking through the TSA line and could not find my friend Wolf. I said, Wolf, where are you? Text the nigga, didn't answer. And I know I'm wrong because I should have called him because if he was up, he would have called me. And he didn't. So I'm like, all right, where's this nigga at? But I'm on the phone with Drill Ferry because we just chatting up, going through TSA. But low-key, I'm on the line on TSA trying to act like I'm somebody. I'm like, yeah, because I got to fly out to this. And, you know, Drill Ferry knows famous people. So I was like, yeah, and so what Rick Ross say? Because I want y'all to know, no, I am not on VIP TSA, but I know some people, bitch, okay? But I know people that know some motherfucking people. So I said, okay, hold no problem, heard. Look on the line. Looking for Wolf. Wolf must have been in the jungle still because that nigga was not there. Call that nigga 515 saying, yo, Wolf, hello? First thing I hear is, fuck.
Fuck, yeah.
Yep. What you mean, fuck? Like, what you mean? You in the wrong terminal, nigga? Yeah, like, where the fuck you at? You stuck in traffic? Because what the fuck that mean?
I wish.
He said, Billy, I just woke up. Let me call this Uber. I'm about to be there in a second. Mm-mm. I looked at the time. 5:15. Come in the who? Uber. I said, okay, no problem. Let him hang up. I said, that nigga ain't making it. That nigga ain't making it. Called Joe Ferry. I said, yeah, that nigga ain't making it. That nigga ain't making it. And I've been on planes before by myself, but I didn't want to be on a plane this time by myself. But then I said, now, hold on now. I got a 6-hour flight with extra room. I could spread out a little bit more. You know, I could got a little more room space. So I was like, all right. Calls me back in 5 minutes. Billy, I'm not making it.
I'm not going to make it.
I said, oh, I didn't know. Wolf, what happened to you that morning?
I played myself. That's what happened. I fucking played myself. So I said, man, I was so excited to go. You know, I ain't been to California in a minute. I was in good spirits. I was thinking like, you know, I'm going to just set these 3 alarms and I'm going to make it. Like, I'm going to wake up. I'm going to hear the first alarm. Everything going to be good. I scheduled the Uber for the day, the night before. Spent like $50 for the Uber to pick me up the next day at like 4 a.m. I had everything planned, bro. I had every intention to be there on time. And I mean, you kind of went over the rest of it.
The day before, I'm with Wolf. And we like, I'm like, oh shit. Cause I didn't even pack the day before. So now I'm with Wolf at like 9 o'clock. And I'm like, all right, bro, let me go to sleep, wake up, pack my bags in the morning. And he was like, nah, cause I ain't missing no plane. I was like, nigga, I ain't never missed a plane. Man. So you ain't missing it, I ain't missing it. Yeah. So I was convinced in my head that this nigga was going to be up at 4:30.
That was the plan.
But
I had the Uber scheduled to pick me up at 4, nigga. I was focused.
Mm-mm, no,
I was focused. I had this shit like mapped out.
Yo.
I mean,
so nigga was in a coma. Shout out to my father. Crazy. But well, he is in a coma. Jeez. So that's what I said. Shout out to him. You know? Hopefully he wakes up. Wolfed it. Anyway, so from there, I got to go to L.A., saw the Walk of Fame, and one of the first names I saw was Wendy Williams, and she's one of the people that inspired me to want to start a podcast because she likes to talk. I like to talk. She tells people business. I tell everybody's business. We have something in common. Then just walking down the block, I saw Michael Jackson's name, and if you know me, like, I love Michael Jackson. I love Wendy Williams, and I love Beyonce. So that meant a lot to me, being able to see their names. I didn't see Beyonce. She got one with Destiny's Child, but I didn't see that, but that meant a lot to me, so... Then I taped with Just Us Podcast, got to hang out with Wolf, rented out a car. We had these whack-ass burgers. Like, it was more buns than meat. No Diddy. Like, it was the...
No Diddy.
No Diddy. It was more buns than meat. And then we not even saying nothing to the end. I was like, nigga, these burgers is whack. Like, but then we had some vegan tacos, and believe it or not, I think I had about 6, 7.
We had a few of them.
All right, so I tell my business. My big back is trying to slow down. My big back is trying to shrink. He said, you had a few of them. Nigga, I know. Maybe I want to come on this show and lie and say I had one.
I mean.
But it was a great time. We had views in our Airbnb.
Yep.
So the Hollywood sign.
Yep.
Paparazzi caught me. Hi, Billy. I'm lying. But Wolf, how was your time in L.A.?
It was needed, bro, for sure. Me, Rennie, and Gil, we was talking about earlier, like, sometimes you just need to get away from New York City. You know what I mean? You need to step outside New York City to get your mind right real quick. And to be, like, and obviously California got great weather, mountains, palm trees. I don't give a fuck what you say. I like them palm trees, bro. They survive out there. It was perfect.
At first, I was, when we landed, and it didn't have any sun out there. It kept on raining. So I'm like, nah, LA is overrated. I don't see
it was definitely overcast for sure, which wasn't dope.
Yeah, it was It was just like, he's like, when the sun is out, it normally look better than this. So I'm like, okay, I feel like I'm in the Bronx.
But I feel like I'm in the Bronx and Cali. It's crazy. That's crazy.
Okay, Soundview. You know, Soundview was a nice part of the... Wait, you know, is that the nice part in the Bronx? Oh, you used to live in... That's not... What's a nice... Parkchester. It gave Parkchester. Oh, white people. Yes, it's nice. All right, come on. I didn't say I was in Compton, but it was like... It wasn't like Compton. It was like, you know,
you think nice. It's like the Bronx is not saying it's like Compton? It's worse.
Compton's worse?
No, the Bronx is worse.
Nigga, Compton might be worse.
You ever been to Compton?
Have you ever been to Compton?
I've been to Compton.
Well, you love the Bronx.
I mean, I don't got no problem with the Bronx.
I do. Yes, sir. Shout out to all the Bronx listeners. Love y'all.
But, yeah, shout out to
you know, for real. I'll donate something next year and watch out for my taxes. Oh, shit. Write something off my taxes. But yeah, so... But being a podcaster, a solo podcaster, was not on my bingo card this year. It was not... Everything I had planned for the year, like Wolf set his alarm, did not go to plan. I had plans of working with these big shows, and it just, like, took a turn. And it made me realize, like, one, if you want to tell God your plans, yeah, he's going to laugh dead in your face. He's going to say, nigga, sit down. Like, I got this. I'm in control. So I think that would be my words of affirmation to everybody. Just like, you know, live in the moment and be prepared for anything that comes your way, because you can't predict anything. Like, I really thought me and Renee was going to take over this shit and do this shit together. But obviously that's not the case. However, I did speak to Renee and conversations came up to where it was like, would you come back on the podcast? And I'm going to be transparent. I told her I felt like you left because we had a lot of tension between us. And she said, no, that's all we mean left. Me left because me got too much going on with my family. Da, da, da. I'm like, girl, but you know, you didn't give it a chance. Like,
that's how she sounded when she said it.
Yeah, man. It sounded like she just ate a fresh plate of curry goat. Maybe Rasta pasta. I don't know. But it was just like, I don't have any ill intent. No, I was hurt in the beginning. I did express that to her. I feel like, you know, I have abandonment issues. Feel like she just abandoned me and then like leave the me to like, she didn't leave me set up. You feel me? It was just like, all right, I had to think of something right on the go.
That's a good point.
But yeah, it's no hard feelings. Will she come back? I don't know. But part of me is like, after going to LA and doing the shit by myself and doing the Just Us podcast with them, and it's just like, oh shit, Billy, you got this shit? Like, nigga, you doing a good job. I might be okay doing it by myself. But then there's other opportunities I want to work on where it's like, oh, this is a big opportunity that I need to connect with somebody. And it's just like, it's a lot on my plate right now. Trying to find an apartment. Shit ain't cheap. Looking in Jersey. You know, what else is going on in my life? Trying to plan the live show. You know, a lot of people is like, Billy, when's the live show? A lot of people's trying to fly out from where they live to come to a live show. So that's a lot of pressure on me. So it's a lot going on. I'm nervous. I'm tired. I'm in money. I need money in my account. So if you would like to cash at me, please cash at me. And let you know, like, I will probably, I don't want to do OnlyFans because I'm a classy young man and I'm not going to show no more body parts, because I used to have a fake Instagram where I did show body parts. I was young. That's when Instagram first came out. Everybody was showing a leg and a thigh at the time. No funny shit. Like, everybody, like, niggas was showing their penises. Girls were showing their titties. Niggas, it was
not showing dick on Instagram. That's crazy.
Wolf, people were showing penises on Instagram.
And getting away with it?
When Instagram first came out, there was no guidelines.
There's always been. You can't never just be like naked on no
social. What about media. Twitter?
Twitter just got like that.
Oh, that's what you thinking. Twitter's been like that.
Nah,
Twitter been the freak neek, nigga. Twitter's been freak neek.
Nah, Twitter just got like that. That shit is damn near like, I mean, it's porn now. It is what it is. Like, Twitter is literally porn.
I feel like, all right, what was the other website? It wasn't Twitter. It was...
Tumblr.
Tumblr been porn. They done took that away from us.
I mean, it's still there. Just nobody fuck with it.
But you know what's a secret porn that no one fuck with?
What?
Well, people probably like reading stories. Like, I used to go on Craigslist and read those stories like, hey, met a black man on the train. Want him to bust my white asshole open. And that would just make me feel like, ooh, yes.
You remember Zane Chronicles?
Huh?
You remember Zane Chronicles?
I heard of it, but I never read it.
Have y'all read Zane Chronicles?
Yes.
Okay, see, the ladies know. The ladies know about Zane Chronicles.
Yeah.
That was like the ultimate freaky shit.
Yeah, so, So I used to love Craigslist. I used to read freaky shit. The guy that was sitting on the Ford train with his legs crossed and the big black muscles, come eat my...
You said Craigslist?
Yeah, because Craigslist, you could find people. It was like the next back page.
Wait, but you was reading stories off Craigslist?
I was young and horny. I was trying to do anything.
That's insane.
Are you judging?
No, I'm just saying, like, niggas got freaky stories on Craigslist. That's crazy. You supposed to be buying shit.
Oh, you buying some pussy. But it was a section called, I forgot what it was called. Jesus, but it's like, you was able, and shit, maybe you go in there and you say, hey, I was the black man on the train with the big muscles. You probably want to go eat the white pussy. Whatever is available, you're going to do.
Pussy is crazy.
Have you ever been on Backpage?
Have I ever been on Backpage?
Like, visited. Not saying you bought anything. Have you visited?
No. For what?
Clap your hands if you visited Backpage in your life. No. Ew?
No, I said damn.
Oh.
For what?
Y'all know what Backpage is, right?
Yeah.
But y'all wasn't curious of what the... Y'all wasn't curious to know what the website looked like?
For what, though? Like, I'm just like, for what? Because we already got access to porn and shit we ain't supposed to be on. So it's like, what I'm going Backpage for?
When you have a mind that, you know, is curious, you do shit like that. So I'm not saying I did it, but I did it.
But I did.
All right. So the single married situation shit, we're going to go into some questions that the fans, the supporters asked me. And they actually asked me for some advice also, so I'm going to do some of those questions. And I'm glad I get to be in y'all business because I always share mine. And finally, if I give you advice, I'm a little drunk, so please don't go home and actually... If it's good advice, do it. But if it's bad advice, I'm going to say I never said it.
Before you get into it, you see the way the angle is right there? Should I move it over to the side a little bit so you can, like, put that thing in there, or you want to keep it like this?
You can keep it like that.
All right, cool.
All right. Here we go. So the first one is, Billy, what happened to Atlanta Bay and Mail Take Bay? So Atlanta Bay, I'm actually going to see when I'm in Atlanta. But the T is, by the time this episode come out, fuck. You know how I do. I put some stuff on YouTube and I put some stuff on audio. So somebody hit me up and I put him in my close friends. And I thought I took all the gays out of my close friends because the thing with the gays is they see, and this, women, y'all probably do this too. When y'all scared to put a picture of y'all man up there because your friend's going to start going through your followers and start seeing who the person is, right? So I'm scared to put my niggas on my page because the gays be gaying.
What they be doing?
They want to know who that person is and they want to slide as, hi, my pussy wet. Shh, no. They want to do that. They want to do homo shit. Like
taking the headphones off.
Yeah, they want to do crazy shit. You feel me? And I don't like that. I don't condone that. Keep that gay shit away from my name. Right? So I thought I took out all the gay people. I thought I took them all out. So this one gay guy, he was like, oh, you about to go fucking when you're out there? And you know me, I'm acting classy because that's not my man. But it's just like, I want to know what you asked me that for. So I'm like, no, but he's on my wish list. Why? Why you asking me? He gonna say, ooh, trust me, you don't want to fuck him. So what you trying to tell me? What you trying to tell me? Does he got the... Mama. What are you trying to tell me? Or you trying to tell me, like, hey, you used to mess with him? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, he's on my dream list, so tell me more. Like, I shouldn't do it, because he's on my dream list. He was like, nah, stay away from him. So I'm like, nigga, like, you need to give me more details. He was like, nah, I don't want to be messy. Nigga, you spilled the cup already. It's a fucking mess. What the fuck is happening with this nigga? Like, I'm about to see him. Now I actually have to wear a condom. Like, what's going on here? Yeah. Stop talking about business. I use condoms all the time. Safe sex is the best sex. Hello. Do you see New York City on the top HIV STD list? No. No, Atlanta. So now he made me not want to do anything. But Atlanta, babe, I will see him. And I'm going to ask him, why is this person questioning me about you? Because I want to know. And then obviously I still won't do anything because he might say something like, oh, he's dragging it, da, da, da. So I don't got time for that. And Mail Take Babe is just honestly, his brain's not developed. His brain's not developed.
You want to say that, like, on a recording? You feel comfortable with that?
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Because this, maybe by the time he read it, it will help develop his brain.
Oh, shit.
Because, all right, maybe his brain is not developed is not the right
maybe
thing to say.
Back. Yeah,
for no, sure. Not really. But the problem is with him, I understand people go through stuff, and I understand you have to communicate like, hey, I'm down right now. But you can't communicate when you want to communicate. Because out of all the niggas I liked you the most. Why? Because you look the most good. You feel me? And you know how to dance, so I know you know how to whine and shit, and you might, you know, hack me. What you said, Rennie? Have me speaking in cursive, okay? Shit. But it's just like the communication thing was a no for me. And it was just like, maybe in the future when you get your life together, I'll be able to take that on. And but still, no. Like, I like a lot. What I need in my life right now is a lot of attention. I gave these broke niggas a lot of attention, and now it's time for me to have the attention. You feel me? So that's what happened to Atlanta, Nail Tech Bay. Shout out to him. Still got nothing but love for him. And yeah, fuck that. Then the next question someone sent is, Billy, how do you flirt? As someone who is very straightforward, can you tell the difference between sarcasm and arguments and not sure how to ask for a number on it or ask someone for a date? How do I flirt? So as you know, I use AI to help me flirt. But I kind of know how to flirt now. So I learned that I know how to flirt in person. Like, texting on the phone when I'm drunk, I can say the craziest shit. And I'm like, oh, yeah, let me say this, let me say that. Because I got nothing to lose. And then when I wake up, I could blame on the alcohol. But flirting in person, like, that's how I used to sleep with my employees. I used to flirt with most of them. You feel me? So it's just like, oh, I could say anything I want because guess what? I'm in person. I'm confident. I don't know. Well, how do you flirt? Tell us again.
How do you? What do you? What do you?
How do you flirt?
How do I flirt?
Yeah.
That's such a complicated question. How do I flirt? I don't know. I just really lean on being charismatic. Like, I feel like I have a lot of charisma. I'm a pretty smooth type of guy. So I just lean in on like what feels natural to me.
See, with me, it's a matter of when I'm show you I'm flirting, you could obviously tell. Like, in person, I'm better at flirting. But, like, if you hit me up on Instagram DMs, I'm going to give you the basic flirt. Like,
which is what?
The basic flirt, like, y'all, what y'all helped me with. When they be like, how's your day going? All niggas get the better than I'm speaking to you. Yeah, that's a copy and paste text, honestly.
That's it to, like, 20 other people.
Yeah, and I'll go to that last message, just copy and bring it to this one. Yeah. But in person, you get to see, I'm not even photogenic. So in person, you get to see my personality more.
Right.
You get to see my character. And you realize I'm a funny ass, silly ass, crazy ass nigga. And you're going to like it.
Yeah.
Will it be too much in a relationship? Hell yeah. Who cares if I throw your clothes out the window? Who cares if I beat you? You understand? You understand?
You understand?
Who cares if I pour bleach on your clothes?
Oh.
Okay? It's a lifestyle. To help me flirt, I use my personality and I use my just me being me to bring a nigga in. You feel me? Again, I'm crazy, funny, and some may say hilarious.
I also don't believe in flirting with people that don't already like you. That might be...
But how you know somebody like you or not?
I mean, you know.
Yeah, you know.
You know.
No, you don't, because some people...
You do.
For sure.
I feel like eye contact is, like, the first thing I would pay attention to, because that's the first thing I'm giving. Like, I feel like I'm looking at you, but I'm looking at you. Mm-hmm. Like,
some niggas be Stevie Wonder to this shit.
I mean...
Helen Keller.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah! Some people be Helen Keller. So that's all, like... Sometimes they be throwing this shit at you, and you can't even see it. Right. I'm legally blind. You know, so.
Touche.
Yeah. Touché. I'm trying to say is sometimes, like with my trainer, right? He watched the episode because the other day he going to ask
see,
me.
You gotta
he asked me the other day.
Bro, for real.
He said, you let niggas run trains in your mouth? I said, depends. Toot, toot. But, like, I do playful flirting with him. Like, at first, did I want to suck his dick prop? I'm sorry. This is my... sorry, Wolf. Did I want to suck his dick? Yes, of course. But then I realized, oh, he a fuck nigga. I just don't want to suck any and everybody's dick. You feel me? it's just not necessary. But again, I'll do some like shit like, nigga, you said what? Like, ha! My key to flirting is laughing nigga out his drawers, and they love it. They love a clown ass nigga. All right, so somebody did ask me for some advice, and you came to the right place, baby. They said, there's a guy that I used to date for a small period of time. We absolutely hit it off, got along really well, and even the sex was good. The only issue is that he lives in PA. I'm in New York, and I had to break things off because he's not much of a texter. He's also a dad of an 18-year-old girl. Mm. He is 35, and the baby mother is married, just had a new baby. We don't talk for months at a time. However, when we do talk, it feels like nothing's changed. I broke things off with him over a year ago, and I've seen him twice since. He said he's coming back to New York in a few, and he wanted to see me, even if it just got... to say hi and even plan another time to come back to see me again. There's no sex included, by the way. I sometimes think I might still have feelings for him, but maybe can revisit dating in the future, which we both agreed we'd be open to when we broke things off. Do you believe in the right person or wrong timing? The right person with the wrong timing. Should I keep him close in the hopes of rekindling? I need help, 25 and over pod. The right person at the wrong timing. I believe I have that situation. But I feel like it's always going to be the wrong timing because he's broke. And I'll say on the show, Obey, I feel like sex is amazing. What I realize is when I'm extra, I need somebody to not be as extra as me. So when I'm extra, I need somebody to hold it down, just be like, that's him being himself. He's having fun. But also know how to tune in and be like, you know what, Billy? You're doing too much. Calm down. You feel me? And I said, Obey, I feel like he's probably the right person for me. Again, the sex is phenomenal. However, he had no ambition. Ambition is important. Ambition, you just want to, like, even now when I talk to him, and I have to talk to him on vanish mode. So if you still cheating on your nigga, how do I know you're not going to cheat on me? So maybe you're not the right person. Have to talk to him on vanish mode. Don't really have a good job. Packing boxes at the UPS thing. You're not tired of that, UPSer? Like, come on. Like, what more do you want for yourself? What else does he do that has not changed? Like, well, it's not a problem with him working on UPS. But it's like every job he get is 6 months, new job. 6 months, new job. 6 months, new job. So that's a turned off. I feel like when his time is right, he'll be the right person for me. So I do believe in the right person, wrong time. But sometimes we have daylight savings. The time moves forward and you might have to go into time with someone else. Sometimes niggas is jet lagged. That nigga might be jet lagged and you might have to make time for someone else. So I would say don't block your blessings. Don't stop anybody else from coming inside you to focus on him because, no, there's other people out there, other great people who's going to give you what you want without all the drama. Because trust me, if there's issues now, there's going to be issues later. Because, I mean, now I'm thinking about it too. This is a junk mind speaking sober thoughts. If they're really the right person, it shouldn't be the timing shouldn't matter. It would be the right person right then and there. So, yeah. Maybe you hold on to them because it's an attachment issue, but there's somebody that's going to help you free yourself.
Right person, wrong timing?
Yes.
I don't know if I believe in that. If it's the right person, it's going to be the right time. Mm. That's how I really believe that. Like, why I got to be... This is like maybe you just met this person for a really good experience, for a really good chapter in your life, and that's all it is. I mean, this is a world full of beautiful people. You just happen to meet one of them. And y'all did what y'all did. The ship is sailed and you move on to hopefully find the person that is meant for you.
Now, here's my toxic advice. Keep that nigga in your back pocket. Because let me tell you something. When your main nigga get you mad, you need a fuck buddy backup, okay? We all got a buddy that we... Thank you. We all got a nigga that we keep in the back pocket.
The ladies are clapping.
Yeah. We all got a nigga that we keep in the back pocket. It's niggas too. Hold everybody.
Is that true, ladies? Absolutely, that's crazy.
Niggas, are you telling me niggas don't have a chick that they keep in their back pocket too?
Hold on, let's define keep in back pocket. Like, what does it mean to keep somebody in your
back pocket? She can always get it anytime she wants.
That's what that means?
Yeah. That's the case. Everybody got somebody in their back pocket.
And that's the thing. You don't got no... Girl, you got somebody in your back pocket. You got somebody that can always get from you anytime.
100%.
Anybody. Everybody here. Clap your hands if you got somebody that you know you can always go to and things go... You could just fuck anytime. Exactly. Anybody, you come on. This is the same nigga that said people used to call me ugly. Oh, yeah. What Maury said, the lie detector determined that was a lie. Like, nigga, please. Who called you ugly? Stevie Wonder? Because he can't see.
Why are you trying to take from my life experience? Like yeah. That's, it is what it is. Yeah.
You know, that was a trigger. But you know what? It's okay because some of us was ugly in middle school and high school and we grew into our looks. And I prayed for myself and I came out looking good. I did look a little anorexic and I did look a little scary. And I see why the girls wasn't hitting on me. That's why probably why I became gay. Next case. All right, so we're going to go to the pillow talk segment. And somebody said, ask me this. After meeting the person of your dreams, you had sex 2 times and it's whack. How do you say it to your partner and is it too late? The person of your dreams and the sex is whack. How did you become the person of my dreams for the sex to be whack twice? Because you, there's no way you could be the person of my dreams with whack sex, honestly. Like, the person of my dreams knows how to make love to me. Make love to me. Me. Yes. A person that's right for me is going to have me singing in the falsetto like, ooh, ooh, baby, okay? So that's the person, the right person for me. The person that's wrong for me is going to have me say, you done yet? I feel like at my big age, I don't have time to teach nobody. Don't want to teach nobody. It gives PowerPoint presentation. I should not have to tell you at your big age, because I'm only dealing with older niggas now. When I say older niggas, 25, okay? You should have some type of experience under your belt. You feel me? Some type of experience. And if you don't, it's okay. Personally, I just don't have time. I work all day. I podcast. I do this. I do that. Now I got to teach you how to fuck. Teach me how to fuck. Teach me how to fuck. Everybody fuck. Everybody fuck. No, that's not for me.
I feel like if you meet your dream person, you meet your dream person. I wouldn't sacrifice it just because they wasn't good in bed. What, nigga? What? I'm bugging? We like zeroing in on sex when the whole time it's like, they do everything else really good.
Bro. So what if your dream person said, I don't give head?
Y'all gonna die alone. I'm sorry.
No. Clips when you said you would end a relationship if a girl told you she don't give head.
When did I say that?
I have clips, nigga. I have clips.
But you know what, though? You ain't say she was my dream person. That ain't what you said, though. So that changes things a little bit.
Are you shitting me?
Nigga, listen. If I find my dream person, I mean, they literally fill out every other box. That's important. That's relevant to what I need personally as a human being. We can work on that.
You got time to teach somebody?
You ain't just get good at sex overnight.
Baby.
It took time. Even if you feel like you was good, it took time.
I took time in my 20s. In my 30s, I'm not teaching nobody.
But they are not sexually active like that. They don't really got a lot of bodies, so it's like I don't got experience.
Well, guess what? When you sign up for a job, right, and you give them your resume, and they tell you, hey, you're not qualified for this job because you don't have experience, guess what? You get to the next candidate.
It sounds like you the one missing out, not them. You missing out. Because if they my dream person, first of all, it's like, how many times we got to hear people say that the dating pool is filled with battery acid and all this other type of shit? So if you know that, and you find your dream person, the only thing they need to work on is sex, well, let's have a lot of sex then. Let's get it going. How does somebody turn into like a great dick sucker? How does that happen, right? They suck a lot of dick and then they become
great. That's not true, because I know a lot of bad dick suckers and they sucked a lot of dick.
You know a lot of bad dick suckers? And that just means you got bad karma. That's what they mean. You just got bad luck in life.
In order to be a great dick sucker, you have to be passionate about it, okay? Without passion, you're not going to be a great dick sucker. Anybody can suck a dick, okay?
You got to cry. It's
crazy. Yeah, you have to cry.
I don't need you to cry. I don't need you to do that. Crying is great.
Not literally
I know
cry.
The cries you. I know the tears you mean.
But the at the same time, you have to be, you got to feel it. I always say this on the show, and I'm so serious about this. sometimes your mouth has to water for dick. Your mouth has to water. You have to get the drawer. You need to water it and crave it. And that's how you know you're a monster on the head.
Billy, we got children in the room.
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry. Drill Ferry told us, give them a good teething ring at a young age. Those are the girls. You know. Or, you know, the girls that go, like, suck on their thumbs still. Those bitches be.
I was there for that.
Those bitches be.
Shout out to Drill.
I'm telling you. Hello, do some burpees with a dick in your mouth. Something, child. All right. All right. So the next one is, ooh, I'm scared. I have no dating experience and I am still a virgin at 26. So I recently started looking at dating apps. My question is, do I tell guys that I'm a virgin at sex and dating? If so, when? Or if not, how would I bring it up to them later on? So far, the responses have been, would love to teach you everything sexually, or they just unmatch me. Now, this is serious. I got to handle this in a good way. 26, no dating experience, and a virgin. I just said I don't want to teach nobody nothing, but you have to understand when. All right, when's a good time to tell somebody you're a virgin?
When's a good time to tell somebody you're a virgin?
She's 26 and she's a virgin.
The fuck are you waiting for?
Well, maybe she has. Maybe she wants to wait till after marriage
to tell them you're a virgin.
Oh yeah, so you tell them right away that you're a virgin.
Wait, but you no, hold on. But you just said that like you could tell them after marriage. That's
ridiculous. No, I thought you meant like what are you waiting for, like as far as sex?
No, that's fine. If you're waiting, then wait. That's fine.
So you tell them right off the rip that you're a virgin.
I feel like that's better. Let the person know. I mean, you don't gotta tell them right away when. Yeah, I mean, you don't gotta tell them right away because that's really not their business right away. But as things get more serious, though, I think it's fair not only to you but to them because they might maybe they don't want to be with a virgin or maybe they don't want to wait till marriage.
Clap your hands if you can have sex with a virgin.
Why not?
Let's can't wait to teach.
It's probably pretty unrealistic at this point, but I'm just saying.
When I come home, I don't need no break my fucking big back. Okay, break it down, please. Please, because this is, I don't need, but, all right, I want to do it because I care about this person. She's a support and everything. I would say, start filling out the vibe first and then tell them. Like, if it's somebody that you like and you're really feeling and you feel the vibe, then tell them. And if they fuck with you, they won't judge you. They'll understand it, they'll respect it, and then make sure your first time is great. They'll make sure, not, I don't even say the word great, but they'll make sure they take it easy with you the first time. Now, some niggas you tell that, they may fall back or they, like you said, they might unmatch you. Hey, it's their loss, right? Because it's not a lot of bitches walking around here saying they got zero bodies. Some of them got 2, 4, 6, 8 who do we appreciate kind of bodies, okay? And they don't appreciate themselves, okay? So I would say take it easy. And as far as telling guys that you don't have any dating experience, I wouldn't tell them that. You feel me? They don't need to know that. Go there, lead with your personality, talk to them how... Just go there being confident. Don't go there too much into your head. And I know that's hard to say, but in all honesty, listen, girl, hold on to that virginity because niggas ain't giving nothing, but no, they not giving no money. They just giving STDs and shit. They giving headaches. They giving heartbreaks. So hold on to that virginity because if you want me to be honest, I don't even know who I lost it to.
Jesus, you don't remember that?
It's probably one of three people.
One or three people.
Well, not one of three people. Like, I don't remember. It was one of them.
Do y'all remember? Does anybody, just get quick consensus in the room. It's like five people in the room that's not on set right now. Do y'all remember who y'all lost y'all virginity to?
Clap your hands if you remember who you lost your virginity to.
So how the fuck you don't know? What the fuck is going on?
Well, it's between many things. Like, one, so I was sucking dick before I got penetrated. Or then it's like, I mean, then does what really counts? Like, I don't remember it because it was just, I was being a fast ass. I remember having a girlfriend named Courtney. I was fingering her in her backyard and then she made me eat her pussy. Then I had this girl named Brittany. I was eating Brittany's pussy, sucking on her titty.
What age was this?
This was high school, so I don't remember what age, but it was high school.
Okay, I was about to say, but grow fast in New York.
Growing up fast, you feel me?
It's crazy.
But nah, like, you know, little things like that. And you never did, and then you, like, you play with your little play cousins, not your real cousins, but your play cousins, like my cousin for play. Like,
what? What are you talking about? Wait, what? What's going on? What happened? They was at your family's house?
Anyway, next topic. What I'm saying, wait. So I don't know who I lost it to because it was a lot of different aspects to it. Like, the first time I got penetrated, I probably think, ooh, child, now I think about it, it was probably with two men. I remember. It was a train.
Your first time? Wait.
It was a couple.
I thought you meant on the train.
First time on the train is insane.
Shit, I was about to say, no, that's crazy.
I think my first time was with this couple. And yeah, I did it with them. My first time.
Your first time losing your virginity, you had a threesome.
Damn. Now that I think about it, like, I really wish I could have savored that moment. I was, because it, my first time being penetrated, but sucking dick, I was doing it probably a few times before.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends on, like, what you consider losing your virginity between the two, right?
So would you consider losing virginity?
I think I would count penetration. Okay. I would count penetration, yeah. I could see why somebody would count the head too, but I'm going with penetration.
Clap your hands if you count head as losing your virginity. I would definitely say to this supporter, make sure the time is right. As you can see, I don't remember who I did it to or when I did it or why.
Savor it. It's a special thing you'll never get back. It's a moment you can't relive. So make sure you try your best to do it the right way.
Yes. Before we go, I got one more question from I have so many more, but I know there's going to be more.
Part two.
Solo episodes, but let me read this one. Ask Billy. I have a friend who moved to LA to chase her career in television production, who I abruptly stopped speaking to last year. She owes me over $1,000. And honestly, her lack of ambition and hustle while moving to a new city turned me off because I felt like because she had me to depend on, she wasn't out there doing what she had to do to maintain herself. She was a great friend and still reaches out time to time, but I never respond. I go back and forth with should I have a conversation with her or just let it be. What do you advise? My grandmother said, when you give away money, consider it gone.
Good advice.
However, bitch better have my money. And it's the principle. It's the fucking principle. Like, $1,000, I think you was being generous. And I think when you give away that much money, obviously, you care a lot, and it shows how much of a good friend you are. Because some friends can't give me $20 when I ask. You feel me? So the fact that you can give away $1,000 show how much of a good friend you are. However, and it's not, obviously, it's not something that you're missing because you're still well off. But I think it is a conversation that you do need to have because the principle. It's the principle behind money. Like, you feel me? If you wasn't able to pay me back, just say it, right? And I would respect that. But you're out there not doing nothing. You had an ambition and you're not even doing nothing with that ambition. Like, girl, we're good. I think you should just have a conversation with her, honestly. And be honest with her. Like, and sometimes it's hard to have those hard conversations with your friends because you don't want to offend them. But bitch, you offended me by not paying me back my motherfucking money. Honestly. Me, I'm a person that, like, if I ask somebody to borrow money, I'm quick with the payback. 1, 2, 3. Once my direct deposit hit, let me go send you money because guess what? Off the rip, because one thing. Yes, I might need a favor again because my lights might go look around, everybody on mute. My lights might go out. And I might need a little you know? And then what I love about my friend group is one, I think I ask for money the most, but I give it back within 2 days. And I think my responsibilities is a little bit different. Like, I'm the only one that, like, really pays rent out on my friend. Like, big rent.
Yeah, big rent, yeah.
Big rent. Like, I'm about to be paying $2,500, $2,000 of rent by myself. You feel me? So then I realized, pay your rent first, and then somebody will always feed you. You feel me? And I realized, like, when I'm up, my friends know they got me. If you lose your job or something, or if you need something to eat, I got you. And then I know y'all got me when I'm struggling. You feel me? So those are the kind of people, I don't keep them around me, but I know I can rely on them. And I know if I'm down, they got me. So I don't look for the money back. But let one of my friends come up to me and be like, can I get $1,000? I'll give you 1,000 pennies, bitch. How much is that? How much is that? The fuck? Because I am not giving nobody fucking $1,000. So
you wouldn't give nobody a rack if they need it?
If I have over 5 racks... Well, when I did have over 10 racks on my account, there's people that still owe me money. Like my mother, she tried to... And it's so funny that you said that, because my mother owes me about $2,500, and bitch is still charging me rent. And then I'm like, well, how the fuck you charging me rent and you owe me money? Oh, that's two separate things. Bitch, it's not. Money is money. Give me my shit back. I gotta wait for you to give my money back, bitch.
For sure.
You feel me? Sure. My aunt, when she was struggling, she was like, oh, when I get my taxes, that I'm gonna give it back to you, bitch. Four tax cycles passed. Where the fuck is my money? But then my grandma was like, when you give out money, don't look for it back. That's why I never pay my grandmother back. But there's some people you know that's always going to say yes to you, and you don't play with them. You make sure you give them that money back.
Yeah, for sure.
You feel me?
You so it's just money like money to everybody. You got to know when certain niggas ask you for cash, you be like, see, I can't.
What you think about this? What about if you're in a relationship? Let's say I'm in a relationship, right?
Right.
And then I still ask you for, let me say I ask you for $100 worth. You not judge me to why I'm not asking my nigga?
I'm going
to
give it to you off top.
Yeah, you were nice. Let me
I'm
ask
not
someone
even
else.
About it.
You don't know. You probably will, but in the back of your head, you're not gonna say like, "Nigga, you got a nigga." Why don't you ask him?
Over $100? That's not the deep, bro.
Because at the end of the day, if you asking me for $100, you should be an extra partner, your person.
That's how
that.
You feel.
$100, yes. If you know I have $2,000 to spare,
it's your friend though.
Yeah, I'm gonna still give it to you. I ain't say I'm not gonna give it to you. But
question: why they didn't ask?
Why didn't?
I mean, I think it's okay for you to ask. If you're giving your money, you can ask where it's going. I think that's fine.
Yeah, because why Jayden didn't give it to you?
But
Zena said, "What if you asking for your man?"
I feel like that's kind of crazy, but at the same time, if your friend needed, you gotta trust you. It's not about your friend's partner. It's about your friend.
You know who I don't ask for money?
Who?
My parents. Well, when I did fuck with them. Though that's a different type of asking for money. Cause now they're in your business. What are y'all doing with your finances?
I mean,
if
you asking all the time, I think it's okay for them to ask. But like
nigga, you could ask one time, they in your business.
My parents not gonna ask too much. They just gonna if they have it, they just gonna let it rock and they're gonna be like, okay, well give me back.
That's so nice. I remember when I asked my grandmother for some money back when I was younger, my 20s. Asked her for some money to pay rent, honestly. She went and told the family, I don't know where his money's going. He must be selling drugs. He must be using drugs.
Shit.
I said, yeah. Not even asking you, bitch. Yeah. And I was. I was smoking a lot. I was. But, you know, that was the end of my solo episode. I had to make sure I gave you guys a solo episode because I couldn't leave that empty-handed. How did I do, guys?
It was pretty good, bro. It was good. Real talk.
Wow.
That was good.
Thank you. Well, make sure you like, make sure you comment, make sure you subscribe. That was a lot. Some people drink liquor to get through it. Whitney does crack. Thank you for tuning to 25 and over. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Later.